I'm here on the job site with Dale, who's a framing contractor.
Hey, good morning.
Dale traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for all his business vehicles. We're here where he needs us most.
Yep, they sure are.
We make it easy for him to save on all his insurance needs, all in one place, with coverage that fits his business and bottom line. Oh, I shouldn't have looked down.
It's all right.
We're so far up here.
Look at me. Take a deep breath.
Oh, I'm good. So good.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save with customized coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, no, it's the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
Here. All right. Nice and low. Well, that's a little too low.
Did you say it's low?
I believe so. Your face kind of froze up there, but I believe we are live. We're back on the Football Card Quest. We're going to be reviewing some more eBay stores tonight. We have Ryan Haslett from Rhinoverse with us, the box ripper that we're trying to turn into a card flipper. Ryan, ripping products. I've got your store pulled up, and you have listed more cards over the past 2 weeks than I have. But it looks like you've probably been ripping more product, man. How's the ripping go? Do you have any new products that you've been ripping?
Yeah, so you know, Contenders came out, or not Contenders, Chronicles came out. So I got a few, a couple of hobby boxes of Chronicles. Pulled some good fire out of that one. That is just one of the most fun rips in the hobby. That one is just a lot of fun. Every time I've ripped that one, it's just been like, It never ceases to get a lot of fun out of that. Some select, I finished off what I had left of my select, and select kind of did what I expected it to. It wasn't as grand as maybe as like Optic, but it seems like it's a tougher rip. But the Chronicles again, it pays off in the end.
Yeah. So what was the best card that you? What was the best card that you pulled from your Chronicles hobby box rip? Because we ripped one on the channel Sunday night. We got a Origins booking 125 out of 125 Roshan Johnson that Tony won. Had the Chicago Bears. I'm curious. But it's nice because we got four autos. Yeah, well, we actually got three autos out of our box, and then we got a Panini rewards. I think instead of a fourth auto, we got 250 Panini points.
So I got a Rashad Bateman auto. That was a pretty cool one.
Oh, nice. Oh, so is this from 2022 Chronicles?
Yep, this is 2022.
Okay. We ripped 2023 Chronicles draft picks. It had a big focus on the incoming rookie class. But you ripped is actually probably even cooler. It's just, unfortunately, it comes out in retrospect, right? And they really, like, at the factory include all these different sets, like, the Vortex, the Zenith, the Optic. There's like, boom. It's like, I don't know if you know the specific amount of sets in Chronicles. It's got to be at least 15 to 20, right?
Yeah, it's definitely a number, because that's what I was saying. It makes it so much fun is that there's a lot of different things. Every time you pull something out, it's a new style card. So it doesn't get monotonous. And it's always kind of like just kind of fun, because it's like, you get cool looking cards. I've never seen this card before. This is a Levon Kirkland. This is out of, it's not really the player, but the card itself looks pretty sick,
And I like that design.
It's out of 50.
Does, he looks like an old-timey player. I say old-timey. He's probably from the early 2000s or 90s, but
yeah, but he looks like, yeah, because in the pads that they wore back then, those pads that they had back then. I also pulled an auto of one of our rookie autos. I'm trying to see if I can grab a hold of him somewhere. Oh yeah, this guy right here. I think you might know who he is. Little Kenny Pickett action.
Oh, Kenny Pickett, Prism rookie. Look, what parallel is that?
It's the Prism Chronicles Prism. I guess the red one, I guess you'd say.
Man, that is sick. Is it serial numbered?
Out of 99.
Oh, yeah, it looks like Black Prism. It looks like Black Prism, Red Prism, Rookie, Auto. Throw another Prism in there somewhere. Out of 99.
That's out of the Chronicles. So it's the one that comes out of Chronicle. But it's got like, so they're all black, I think, out of the Chronicles. But it's got, I think this is where the coloration is right here.
Fantastic pull.
Sick looking card for sure.
So if I were to try and convert you into a card flipper, that would be a card that I would list first, and I would be trying to flip that card before the season starts, because you have what could be potentially a career all-time high in rookie card values for Kenny Pickett. You know what I'm saying? And that's the reality. The draft class wasn't very strong from last year. He was a first-round guy. The Steelers are still in an uphill battle. There's just a lot of things working against him. I think he's fine, but right now you could sell him for being great. You know, you could sell him for being great heading into this season. So he
seems to have like a higher, he's demanding a higher price on things or getting more he's selling for higher end.
That's a card that I would be tempted to 99-cent auction and just take what the market gives me, but time it to where it ends on a Sunday night, or it ends, you know, as we're getting into training camp here in just a couple weeks. Let's get some of that Steelers media hype going. You know, Kenny Pickett connecting with George Pickens deep and Deontay and everybody. So let's get some of that going, because we really haven't had any tweets about Kenny Pickett. So I bet you get a nice premium.
I could probably do this I thought about selling like a duo. This is a 10 of 10.
Oh no, don't sell that as a duo. Are you kidding me? That's a bookend?
It's a 10 of 10.
That's a gold. That's a gold base Chronicles 10 of 10.
Yep. So
that is beautiful.
So what's
interesting is, so I got to shout out Peter here. I have not seen Peter in the chat before. Welcome to the Football Card Quest, Peter. I love this question here. What player do you see yourself flipping the most before the season start? For me, I can kind of pinpoint that and answer that for you. But for Ryan, I think it's going to be more so dictated who he's pulling out of these boxes the most, because he's got so many different players, because he's primarily been ripping boxes and such that – I'm trying to help him with who is most hyped out of his collection combined with the best cards to try and get him top dollar at any given time throughout the year based on what he's ripping. So of something like that Kenny Pickett black, I could see you flipping that the most. That's a perfect example. And George Pickens. Some people are a lot higher on Pickens than I am, but those two guys are perfect examples of guys that could that have a, I think, if you're like give a percentage, like 60 to 70% chance of their values dipping by November, just because of the struggles that the Steelers, I think, are still going to have in their division this year. And they finished their season great. I can't say that as a plus EV move kind of thing.
Yeah.
The expected value and return is just tough.
I haven't kept up with the Steelers enough to know who they picked up over the offseason to be able to improve the team to where these players will have a better value going later into the season. So to your point, like they have a high, you know, valuation right now, but the nervous thing is like if they didn't pick up a lot of players to be able to improve on what they have going on, they could definitely have a dip. So this is my little stack of what I plan to list next. I can kind of run through that if you like. Just kind of get your opinion on that. You've already seen two, which was the Pickens and the Pickens and the Pickett, the PPs.
Yeah, the PPs, perfect. Let me just interject real quick.
Go ahead.
I want to say hi to Mr. T and Chad out there, and I got your questions. I got Mr. T's question here. I do want to talk about, so stay tuned, everybody. I do want to talk about promoting your listings and how much you should the percentage overhead that you decide on with eBay, how much you should decide on. I want to share some interesting eBay tips around that potentially. Let's open a discussion around it, and then look at a couple different eBay stores that I've got. There's been a couple guys who've added a lot of stuff to their stores over the past couple weeks. We're also going to look at what else you got there, Ryan?
So I got those two. I think I'm putting this Jalen Hurts up. This is a
This is
a 6 of 25. It's optic from one of the cool looking optic inserts.
Yeah, no, that's a beautiful card also to potentially put in auction.
I'm going to put this Brandon Ayuk plate, 1 of 1.
Oh,
Prism.
Really interesting. Size.
I'll get your ID on it.
Yeah, I would do a buy it now on that. I love Brandon Ayuk, one of my flag plant guys for this entire season. Like, I'm bullish on him, short, mid, and long term.
And then I have a couple of burrows. So this is the Crunch Time burrow. This is 8 of 100. I almost had a 9.
Dude, that card is so cool. I absolutely cool. love that card. Just like I love the Marvels insert as well.
Yeah.
That card's really sick, man. Box. So
cool.
another, like, dude, this one's where you have a ton of confidence in. I'm sure you could hold this short, mid. You want to hold this to the playoffs and the Super Bowl, I would say probably where you could get your peak values for it.
All right. Well, that being the case, I have another burrow that I'm going to plan to move, and that's this optic, and this is of 10 as well.
So cards like this from Joe Burrow that I have a lot more confidence in, especially season-long playoff, like through February and then beyond, I have a lot more confidence in Joe Burrow than Kenny Pickett. So the Kenny Pickett, not only is it a hot card similar to this beautiful My House right here, but we've also got a rookie autograph and potentially career high values for Kenny Pickett, plus a really good card. Prism brand, rookie auto, RC shield, serial number, you know, shiny bling. Just looks dope, right? So that's a perfect card you in a player situation you want to put in auction. Force the sale. Take market value. Or if you time it just right and promote it just right, you get a little bit more, right?
Yeah, this one was almost his number 2. This is a gold 1 of 10 as well, but it's number 5 of 10.
Nice.
So it's almost like I was like, what number is he? I kept thinking it was like,
dude, you crushed 2022 optic. You destroyed it. I mean, I don't think anybody has gotten luckier than you have with 2022 optic. Speaking of which, Ryan, can you rub some of your good luck on this 2022 optics hobby box?
Dude, there you go.
So I polled everybody on Instagram. And that's what I should do. And it's almost unanimously rip it. Like, they want me to rip it open as soon as possible.
Heck yeah. Ripping's the best part. There's nothing more fun than ripping it, for sure. That's awesome.
I can tell you, your face lit up like a kid in a candy store whenever you said rip it open.
If you don't want to do it, I'll do it. So how long did you get that box?
Just last week.
Did you
it's
get
advertised
it,
as a retail hobby box.
It's a retail hobby.
Yeah, huh. They had it marked down from $250 to $175. And
wow, really?
I needed to buy it to get free shipping on the Chronicles. So I was like, yeah, I'm gonna throw a flyer on it. You know what? Because I'm going to the National at the end of next week. So I'm really torn between ripping it now and like taking it to the National with me. Maybe ripping it live at the National, honestly, sounds like would be the most fun.
So I know you're gonna talk, we're gonna get into this, it's a discussion, but what are you most excited about the National?
$5 value bins, baby. I'm most excited about finding pockets of, like, I'm legit gonna print out a map so I don't go back over any place twice. If I can get to my office, I'm going to print it out in a big plotter, a big blueprint. I'm going to roll that bad boy out. And make sure we don't hit any place twice, because I want to find the best $5 value bin. and tear that thing apart and find the cards that are worth $40, $50 out of that thing.
Heck yeah. That's
and I've
awesome.
Heard that it's really good at the National. There's just so much ground to cover, 300,000 square feet. So if you don't, you know, if you're like lingering too long in any one spot, then you're potentially going to run out of time and not find that spot. So yeah, man, we're going to be on it. I'm going to be on it. We'll see what happens with everybody else.
Knowing what I know about you and your background, I would imagine that inside your hotel room, you're going to have a plot of the way how everything is laid out, where you're going, at what time of the day, how long you will be there to check out their $5 bin before you move it to the next one, including breaks for drinks and maybe some random scenery here and there.
Okay, well, I'm not an extreme sicko. We'll see. I'll probably live stream from the room as well. So it's going to be a good time. And there's going to be guys out there. If you guys are going to the National, please let me know. Hit me up somewhere. Let me know. We are potentially, you know, setting up a Quest meetup for like Saturday night or Friday night or something. So I want to figure we'll have all those details for you guys by next Tuesday. Carter and I will announce that on the stream, some official details. But definitely reach out to me. Let me know. I'm still trying to get like a head count of potential people that we can meet up with.
I heard y'all might be doing some trade nights on top of before the other trade nights. The trade night sounds like such a fun thing, man. That would be, you know, I'd be in there with my Falcon hat trying to trade off all the stuff I could trade for Falcon gear.
Yep. So Ryan, back to the analytics and helping these good people getting the top dollar for their items on their eBay store. There is, you know, outside of, I keep out the wrong screen shared. Hold on, guys. Outside of, let's remove that, present. Outside of like making sure you have good photos and you have your listing title somewhat good, you have all your descriptors, you have your description. If any major defects in the card, you've got that listing. You've decided whether or not you're going to do a buy it now or auction. The Kenny Pickett, I think, is optimal to do an auction that we talked about. The Joe Burrow My House that you had, or the Joe Burrow Crunch, that's ideal, I think, to do a buy it now. From there, you know, I want to talk about, do we promote our listings? Because we're already having to deal with an eBay fee. So the first thing I did want to share with you real quick. All right. Got the right screen up. There is a website that you can quickly go to. I pulled the URL up on the screen. But this is a very helpful tool. It's called ebayfeescalculator.com.
Wow.
/ and you got to go to the US one. And basically what you can put in here is what you need to sell a card for in order to make the percentage of profit that you want. So you could come in here and fill this out and talk about how much you sold it for and how much you paid it for. So if we bought an item for $10 and paid $1 shipping and it'll tell you the eBay fee of $361, total profit of $1039. So if you bought an item for $10, had a shipping cost of $1, so you basically bought a PWE item, and then sold it for, let's say, $25 with $4 shipping is more realistic, your total profit would be $1386 after the eBay fee. So this gives you a really good idea of the fee percentage, 13.24%. Plus, and then you have an eBay fee of $414. So it allows you to really plan out what you want to sell a card for. So this is an interesting tool, but this doesn't solve the rate. How do I, or the question, how do I get more eyeballs on my listing? How do I get to the top of the eBay algorithm in the search feature? Because we know we're going to pay a fee, but ultimately, we still want to move the card. We still want to sell it. That's the whole reason why we're on here. We'll just bake in that 13-14%. Use the calculator so you kind of understand that, and then your shipping fee. But let's talk about promotion. Whenever you go to make that listing and finalize it, do you ever promote your listings?
I haven't promoted anything as of yet because, like you said, you know, the fees are already kind of stacked up. And my viewpoint is, I would rather be in the camp to give out really good deals And I haven't even done any auction ones yet. It's been all buy it now with best offers. But I would want, I like trying to give a good deal to folks. And I felt like if I do a promotional thing, I'm just going to have to increase the card cost or take a bigger hit on what the potential is on that card. So and right now what I would put it up has been, I've gotten pretty good traffic because I get quite a few offers on everything. But
yeah, I looked at your store, so I got your store up, and I will say, right, you've only got three items on here, unless I'm wrong. Am I right? You got three.
Well, that's because I sold like seven or eight.
Oh, see, this parlays perfectly because what I was gonna say is you sell cards. Like the cards that you do put up are rare cards. They're desirable cards, and like that first and foremost is extremely important. You've got to have cards that people want, like this stained glass Garrett Wilson rookie here. I mean, just absolute fuego, you know. Patrick Mahomes elite deck, 3 out of 5. I love the pictures, by the way, too, man. Your presentation.
And I didn't get 3 out of 5 in the description. I didn't notice it until just now, so I got to put that in there.
There you go, man. Yeah, I think for something like this that's veteran, I think you've got it right here and buy it now for both of these guys. But 3 of 5 there.
Yeah, I got to put just a 5 there. Yeah.
And then this Gladiators Bo Jackson, 23 out of 25, is awesome. And I got to be honest, man, I've been so busy making content, actually buying quite a few cards. And
I've sold and
doing underdog fantasy drafts
that
I have not listed any cards in the past 2 weeks. So I'm going to once again this year, like be behind the eight ball and have to just do like this massive charge of listing. And I'll post a time lapse video of that up on YouTube. So make sure you guys are subscribed. You want to watch a time lapse of me listing 200 cards on eBay in 15 minutes.
Yeah, I don't know how. There's no way. I'll tell you, these things are taking a while to list. So I listed. I think I sold my last downtown last night. I sold 5 downtowns. And that was the last one I sold last night, which was that Kenny Pickett. So I listed those in these three as well. And I've been getting offers on the Wilson, just nothing that I'm really looking, that I really wanted to jump on yet.
So, back to the promotion. Mm-hmm. I've got an idea that a couple guys in the Discord have been talking about, including shout out to Gaby Stacks Card or Gaby Card Stacks. His eBay store is up on the screen. That's Gaby Card Card Stacks on eBay. This is his store now we've got pulled up. And for example, he's got this this Black Prism Kenny Pickett from that same set as the one you showed, except mm-hmm. this is just the Black Prism, Silver Prism. And he does put Reed in there. So if we click on it, he must have something. But he's been talking about, as well as a couple other guys, going with a very low listing promotion percentage, like 2%. And there's got to be a threshold there to where the eBay algorithm recognizes that small of a percentage. There's some type of threshold, whether it's 2%, 3%, 4%, where you just automatically enter a different tier of the eBay algorithm, and then they push you up that much further in the search results, that much further in the recommended listings and that kind of stuff, which there's like numbers that Gaby showed from his eBay analytics you can dig into here under your My eBay. That'll show you the amount of impressions that you get versus the amount of click-throughs. I mean, it really is a social media engine, just like YouTube, except with buyers and sellers. It's pretty wild, Ryan.
Yeah, I'd be interested to see. I do want to do some of the promotional things. I haven't figured out which card I want to do it with, just to see what the difference is. What I should have did is I had two Kenny Pickett downtowns and to try to post them one with promotion, one without, and see what they kind of do a test to see which one came out better, or if it was worth the promotion, or did I end up getting? Because at the end of the day, the promotion is just going to get you more eyes, but is it going to get you? Unless you're doing an auction, it wouldn't get you more. Like, it wouldn't get you a better buying price, I don't believe. Well,
yeah. So that's the first thought I had was, are the promotional rates better to go higher on an auction? Like, does it make more sense to have a higher promotional rate on an auction, go ahead and incur a little bit higher of a fee from it, but you potentially could have a much better end result? Like, if you were to 99-cent auction this Kenny Pickett black auto that you have.
So I was looking at what Chad said. Chad, boost dynamic boosting works the best. 11% is the sweet spot for.
Boost, yeah. Chad is another guy that boosts a lot. He promotes. He swears by it. He pretty sure Chad does this for a living.
Yeah, he said promoted sales brings you the FOMO impulse buyers, huh? So if that's the case, do you get like when you're getting new sets in, is that what you're using for the promotion sales? I guess that was like, you know, those newer sets that come in, because I do see that when the new sets come in, do you get way more money if you get them up and going other versus the other ones that have been around for us a little bit? And your thought around the downtowns is absolutely true, where those in fact, I had a couple people on the Kenny Pickett were like bidding on them. They're like, oh, I thought it was optic. And they're like, well, we'll just pass on it for now. And I'm like, well, okay. But so they were looking for that optic because it was there, it was available then. So they weren't, that one, as it wasn't as sought after. They didn't have it, they just wanted the optic one.
Interesting. So, yeah, it makes sense. So that makes me think that if you have a guy you really want to move, like say at the backup quarterback, Mike White or something, now he's getting that start, blah blah. Definitely want to promote that. Yeah, use Chad's recommendation in the chat here. At 11% boosted rate, dynamic boosting works the best. 11% is the sweet spot for him. So you guys can take that as some really good results. And we got Shoddy in the house tonight, man. We got Shoddy. I see Messiah out there. Gaby Cards is in the Discord. I mean, he may be watching out there live, but he is in the Discord. I know, Messiah, you're in there as well. Reach out to Gaby in the Discord server.
That's a pro tip from Chad right there, is that I'm also set up as a business. So the eBay fees for me go into the marketing line items for tax write-offs. And so that's been something else I've been thinking about, because this is the first year that I've had like that many sales on it. I've never really sold much on eBay. I've sold more on eBay in the past couple of weeks than I ever have. And so I already know that I'm over that. I mean, I sold a card last night, which is $500. So that alone is going to put me into the thing where you're going to getting taxation. So I want to be able to write off some of the product I'm buying in. I was doing that with the comics for a while. Like, I started collecting all my receipts for comic supplies and you know, your backing boards and all that jazz, so that I could write it off against what I was, you know, selling. But I haven't done much of the card thing. So that's a good deal with the card, because I do have a DBA or whatever.
Oh, perfect, man. Yeah. I just finalized my LLC, so I'm doing it too. It's critical, because not only can you get the eBay reseller agreement, so you don't have to pay sales tax whenever you buy anymore, but like Chad said, now you can write off. You can in fact write off the cards that you buy. Like, you have cards right now. I have cards right now behind me. These are office decorations at this point. Yeah. You know, so. Marketing, boxes, decorations,
The boxes you sell and the boxes that you buy, you write them off as buying store inventory.
And that's critical, because I know that they postponed it last year, like most places, the 1099 threshold. But I'm pretty sure that's going to go live next year. So if you plan on selling more than $600 in revenue on eBay this year, they're going to send you one. Now, of course, it's not going to be that much, but be prepared to set like 30% aside if you're not accounting. If you don't have the LLC and you're not accounting for the taxes.
Yeah, it'll catch it. It'll catch up with you quickly because you'll sell more than you really remember. Then with that tax bill coming at the end of the year, you're like, oh, crap, I got to sell a bunch more so that I can pay for these taxes.
Yeah.
So another, I would say another tip to that would be if you're selling pretty good is to either pay them quarterly or twice a year so that way you don't get hit with the big bill at the end of the year.
This is what I love. This is what I love. And that's fantastic advice you just gave about the income thresholds and the tax write-offs and everything. But going back to the promotion here from Messiah, he uses promotion too, but he's using the minimum amount, which I think is 2%, 1% or 2%. And he says he's getting way more views than if he didn't promote at all. So I'm going to have to experiment. I don't ever promote. Like I've promoted like once or twice before. I've never done it enough to know the results myself, but I'd like to take a few items, like a batch of items, 2%, a batch of items, 3%, 4%, maybe of the same player and the same card. Like I've got a bunch of Justin Jefferson rated rookies, a bunch of Jonathan Taylor rated rookies. Maybe I do multiple listings and promote them different ways, all at $5 buy it now, all at different promotion thresholds and see which one sells the fastest or just kind of like gather data from that, which one sells the fastest, et cetera, you know?
Yeah, I'll do that with you for sure because I'd be interested in doing that as well because I was already playing with the idea that I've kind of got this part down. I got to get quicker at posting because it's taking me quite a while to post things. So that's why I've been so slow. But I definitely want to do – I'll do the promotional thing with y'all. I'll pick out a couple of players. You can pick out a couple of players and we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, yeah. I will. Like I said, I'm gonna have another posting video coming out. I'm close to where I'm just gonna bulk do a bunch of them, but get that draft started on your laptop or your computer. Save it as a draft and open your phone. Take the picture list. Take the picture list. Everything else is done for the listing on your laptop except for the pictures. Mm-hmm. And then do the pictures real quick with your phone because it's mobile. You got our iPhones nowadays are like 16-20 megapixel crazy 4K cameras, you know, it's like you take a picture with your phone. Yeah, I know. It's like, yeah, it's everything combined now, you know.
That was one of the things I did too. It took me a little bit of the post is I actually have it's over here. I actually have like a stage set, if you will, to where everything's set up and I just post so I can take a picture. And you can see in the pictures I have, I put like a football. I try to make it somewhat decorative so it looked like it was purposeful as far as like what the picture looked like. And I felt like, you know, I do feel that a good, clean picture, a good composed picture versus just someone holding a card in the air and it's like you can see their hand or whatever. I just think that it'll bring a better buyer to you.
For sure. For sure. Like, I really like Gaby's backgrounds as well. It's just a very neutral, like oak wood color. Mm-hmm. Looks like a nice coffee table or something. And his lighting is very good. This is what's important. Like his lighting's consistent. He's highlighting the cool aspects of the card here. Clearly, you know, that's Prism. It's not a normal common card. And then he's also got the close up pictures raw. I don't personally do this because, my camera, yeah. So see, when you get this kind of zoom, I'm telling you, there is no additional clarity that you've given me by this extra picture, and only the most anal of people buying will want those, and they'll ask for them. So then, in that situation, I just send them extra pictures. I put that in my description. In fact, I said, please reach out to me if you want extra pictures. I'm more than willing to give them to you, but I only do one of the front and one of the back because it saves a lot of time.
It does.
And the zoom in feature on here is incredible, dude. Like I can see a hair. Look, Gaby, you got it. You got an arm hair on there, man.
Yeah. But, so you're saying you don't do one. I do one of each corner on the front, each corner on the back as well. But it might be a good idea to save those pictures for when they ask for more clarity or more, you know, more pictures. So, cause I've been taking, you know, it's 8-10 pictures per card.
And yeah, man, I used to do that, but you're slowing yourself down so much that way. And I just put a, you know, like the note that I have saved on my computer, just put in your note, just like mine. And I'll post it up in the Discord. I think I have, but I'll post it up again or I'll send it directly to you. Just like,
I have
hey, if you want more pictures, just ask me, just send me a message because, you know, I think most people that are anal enough that want to see that close, like additional pictures from different angles, they're going to send you a message about it. regardless.
Yeah, so that's a good takeaway for sure. Because I was taking, I'm gonna definitely incorporate, because it was, I'm doing 10 pictures, and it was like I would do it on a stage, and then I'd do the corner pictures on another spot. And the other thing is funny, I do like to make sure that you can see the reflective like colors and whatnot in some of these prisms. And I had someone message me, they're like, "Hey, what version is this? I never seen one with colors like that." I was like, "Oh man, okay, it's $1,000 card. I'll take it."
I like his. I like Gaby's price point on this black prism. Can he pick it? Please note if there's a scratch across the front left and either scratch or print line across the back. No, this card. Oh wow. Okay, so he did note a scratch or a print line across the front and the back. Yeah, that's very generous information. Good for him. Yeah. Okay. That's a pretty big obvious one there. That. Let's see. Can you see it from the front?
I had some folks asking about, you know, how it looks. And I said, okay. You know, what I've been doing is like, I'll take pictures, close-up pictures for you. I'm not really a grader. I don't really, you know, I don't want to, you know, say that I grade and then it comes back something else. And they're like, well, you said it's going to come back this or whatever. And I'm like, I don't know. Like, I don't want to. So I will give you all the pictures you want. But you're going to have to make that decision on the grading part of it all. And I don't know if that's frowned upon or not, but that's kind of the way the angle I would take on it.
Well, I mean, Gaby's got 100% positive, 2.2k items sold. He's crushing it on the quest. I love everything about this. I hope that Surface doesn't hold you back in selling this thing at 100. You may have to be a little bit fluid with that price. You may have to take it for like 50-60, because I think just comparing to the rest of the draft line, like I get it. Gaby's pricing his cards maybe for an overperformance or a breakout from Pickett. You know, that may be a card that he would rather hold on to a little bit longer than selling it right away.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, I love everything about that. I see why he took extra pictures. He's trying to highlight the scratch on the front of it. And that's the one thing we cannot grade. It's so tough to grade that in the pictures on eBay, because you only see it at one angle, and a lot of scratches and little defects on the surface are revealed when you hold it at different angles.
Mm-hmm. For sure. That's a cool color match right there, huh?
Yeah. Beautiful green prism, Sauce Gardner, $14. I'm surprised he actually hasn't sold this one yet.
I have a couple of his autos.
A little bit off center. Yeah, I guess it's pretty decent off center there. Wow, he's got 8 watchers, so I'm sure it's going to sell pretty quick. It's just you may have to take less for it because of that off centering. That's a pretty big off centering on the front. But otherwise, am I zoomed all out? Okay, he's only got 1 picture on this, and I guess maybe it's just because on base cards he only does 1 picture. Mm-hmm. Which I'm not opposed to either. I'm not opposed to doing just 1 picture of the front on a base card if there's nothing else significant on the back. I typically still do 2, but I get it. I mean, hey.
Well, I like what Shoddy said. He says he does a back and front pick, and he'll take pictures of the corners on higher end cards, but he doesn't post them. He just has them ready in case someone asks for them, and I think that's a pretty good. While you have it out, like while you're taking pics of it, like take those corner pics and you don't have to post them. That takes a while just to post them up. I had them get stuck sometime and they're like trying to like load them or something for a while.
Yeah, yeah, and that's another benefit of just doing 2 pics. You know, the speed in which it loads.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just and then you don't bog down your phone either, and you have a bunch of extra pictures of cards that you have to figure out something to do with eventually. Now, yeah, I guess you could take pictures through their app, but I like taking the pictures through my camera app on my phone and then using those, because I'll take a bunch of pictures on my phone and then go into the app and upload them all, submit, upload them all, submit, upload them, submit, you know, and you go through those listings really quick after getting them set up on the computer.
Yep. Yeah. I'm thinking about using that on my base cards. I have a bunch of those mosaic, like whether they're refracting cards or What are those things? I have a crap ton of these. So I'm thinking about putting it into the scanner on these and just posting a bunch of these as based and using a scanning process from that one site that we had heard about recently. What was it called?
Chronos cards.
Yeah. And just posting these all like up like that. I mean, and try just to knock, you know, a bunch of these out because I have.
Like, I wouldn't put those through there, man.
Because
you're losing the silver prism finish, first of all, on that card. But I'm terrified you're going to get some kind of print lines because it's literally you're putting that through like a little conveyor belt system. And it's like a little it's a little scanner. It's not a flatbed scanner where you're just putting on a piece of glass and closing the lid and scan it. This is like a little, sorting thing.
You use whatever scanner you have, I think.
Well, but then the process becomes longer. I think you probably could use a different scanner with their software. Huh. But the process takes longer whenever you have to put a card on the scanner, open the lid, put another one, you know, in there one at a time. Oh. This thing was they were literally putting like doop, 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 doop. The cards were like getting sent through a little, you know, automated football machine that throws footballs.
Derek's over here talking smack. I was just about to say he's talking about the quarter pay. He's backing me up, and then he's over talking crap. This guy.
Yeah, he's a ball buster. He drafts Bijan Robinson in the first round.
It's okay. He's all 28-3. He's probably 28 next to a 3-year-old.
He's got a Desmond Ridder. He's got a Desmond Ridder rookie at his house. Don't worry.
Oh, I'm sure. I know. He's got a number of them.
So, I also shout out to Gaby Stacks Cards or Gaby. I want to say Gaby Stacks Cards. Gaby Card Stacks. Can you tell it's getting late over here, man? And then I wanted to shout out Joey Collects on eBay because Joey literally went from 11 items in his store 2 weeks ago to now having, I think it was 111. So Joey, he's been putting in the effort listing cards on his eBay. And he's got some pretty nice cards, got some desirable cards. He's also using a photo box, which is something a little bit different than we've seen from the past two stores, yours and Gaby's. And so I also want to look at some of his here. What do you think about the photo box look here?
The photo box is just got like kind of like with the background, like kind of like just, you know, with a stock background or whatever. I'm wondering if you use the photo box, can you use software and use that as a green screen to put some type of cool background to it?
You could if you have the right tone of green. It's called the chroma key, and you can remove that, replace that green with anything you want.
That would be sick.
But yeah, I guess if you wanted to change colors and stuff, but that's a lot of work. I mean,
I don't know how much work it is. That's gotta be a click of a button.
These photo boxes typically come with different panels that you can lay in the back of the box that change the color. I think all the ones I've seen on Amazon that you buy have different color panels. It's like a flexible.
It's the inserts like are different colors.
Rigid cover, you know.
Yeah. See, I was thinking if you had something like that and it was a green screen, you could essentially take the picture and then click a key just to get the what? This guy over here, he's gonna start.
No, keep going, Ryan. Keep going.
No, I'm gonna have to look at his comment here in a second. But you could put like the Chiefs, like Arrowhead on the background or whatever team that player is, kind of instead of the green screen, you could do that. What is he saying over here?
You have a lot of nerve.
Just so I can slap him.
Oh, I got the volume turned all the way down. He didn't even hear that.
You what is it? Have a lot of nerve.
Yeah, this guy here. But what team is he like? Probably a Cowboy fan. I got a fart for him. It's a real one.
What?
Watching.
So, Let's see what we got out here. We got, looks like we got a question from Razorect. Thoughts on $1 cards on eBay. Is it a waste of time? If so, how else could we go about getting rid of them? It depends on what type of $1 card, to be honest with you, because you could potentially find something like a base Donruss rated rookie for $1 for a pretty decent skill position player, and that you could turn around. You could either sell that for $5, 5 to 10, or you could get it graded and maybe get a PSA 10 because they have a pretty good PSA 10 hit rate. You know, that's, I think, a great way to build up a bankroll if you don't have one, is focus on base Donruss rated rookies. Just get a base rated rookie.
So, like, with dollar cards, one of the things I was thinking about doing was just making kind of like a five $1 cards in a posting, and then starting, you can do an auction starting at $1 and just see, you know, who wants to take it. If they get it for $1, you know, no home, no foul, but maybe if there's like a couple of bids on it, you get a little bit more out of it.
Like this right here. I'm surprised Joey hasn't sold this already. I wonder if Joey's promoting at all, because he's got a base optic Christian McCaffrey here, $16.99 OBO. This is a great, yeah, man, this is a great little card for this year, especially in his situation with San Francisco. They're once again going to be contenders. And, I mean, this is, I mean, we're talking about the peak of Christian McCaffrey's career right here. I mean, this is it, you know, it is now for him.
So have you done bundle cards, like a bundle post, like where you had, like-
yeah. So that's a great point, right? I do have a ton of base Mosaic, different rookie cards. I have a base Donruss rated rookie. I've got like base Bowman Chromes. Those are great cards to list at quantity. So what you do is you get a bunch of those and you do one listing and just increase your quantity under the listing, put it at $4.99, offer the PWE shipping, and you can offer free shipping. And then it gets to a point where, you know, okay, now my envelope's going to be over the 1 ounce threshold, or I guess you could go up to 3 ounces under it, but it's going to go over that threshold. Now I'm going to charge them a different shipping. You can set all that up in the listing type and put multiple quantity and offer bulk shipping right there.
Or discount price for buying multiple ones. But have you ever put a posting like where you take a Sauce Gardner and you take 4 or 5 different from different sets of his card to post as a bundle?
I don't mind that, but what I don't like about that is having multiple cards on the thumbnail.
Like right because, there, okay, so that's a good version.
Well, yeah, 2 is not bad, but once and 4 is, even up to 4 is not bad, but 3 looks weird to me if you ask me. But once you go beyond 4, make now the cards get so small in the thumbnail that it makes it way less enticing to click into. This is my opinion. I don't have like data that backs this up other than, you know, talking to a bunch of other people and they agree the same thing. And you see that little picture, you at least want to get a good sense of what you're about to click into. And a one card on the cover photo on the thumbnail is much more appealing than a bunch of little tiny cards that you can't really make out what they are.
Yeah. Have you ever sold a set on it? Because I have been building sets too.
Hey, Rick. Yeah, shout out to Rick. That's called a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. I got it. Oh. I got it eventually. What you were talking about, Ryan?
Yeah. It's late.
So, are you talking about selling like a full set or doing a like team optic, set like, or a player set?
Like an optic set of cards, one to 200, one to 300 of whatever that set
is. Pick your card. Are you talking about a listing where you basically put in a list of a whole bunch of cards, potentially a whole set, and say, hey, build your set, and you let them pick which card they want from that one listing?
No, that's a good idea to have your singles kind of set up that way. But I'm saying you ever sell like a set, like you have like this year's optic set, like 1 through 300, you have them all in a box, all 300 cards, including the rookies and everything. You saw the actual set itself.
Oh yeah, I mean, yeah,
because I have so many extra cards that I'm building sets, and I'm starting to build sets. I have like 2 sets of like Mosaic and a set of Select and a set of Optic. It's every card 1 through whatever the set, you know, whatever many cards are in that particular set.
That's actually a good idea, man. No, I know that there's definitely a market for that. There's people that buy full sets. I mean, that's all my dad did, like when I was growing up in the 90s. And I know a lot of people that are in the hobby today, they still they like to set build. They'll buy complete sets of the base checklist, and they'll want to have that. So
yeah, so yeah,
that's different because now you're seeing one box of cards, and like you clearly, if you're putting in a custom box, like you built it between from ripping all these hobby boxes, maybe you just put, you know, on your cover photo somehow, kind of professionally and elegantly put it that it's the entire set.
Yeah, because you're getting get all the rookies set and everything out of that. So I thought about selling a couple sets and then putting in like some sets will have inserts in them. And some of them might have like, you know, like a Purdy incident or insert or something like that in it. Just, you know, luck of the draw type of thing. But so a complete set would be like, you know, they all have numbers. You have 1 through 300. So you just have every card 1 through 300 in there.
Yeah.
If you add just regular base cards in a set. Yeah. It would be all that. So it'd be a complete set without the inserts.
Yeah. Not tell you that kind of goes up. It kind of expands from there because I've seen people list rainbows. I've seen people list entire sets of a specific insert from a specific year. So there's different checklists for each parallel that's in a set. That's one of the it gets pretty deep down the rabbit hole. But think about these 60 different parallels in Prism. Each one of those has its own checklist. Just like Select, and there are 5 different tiers, each one of those doesn't have all the players. They each have their own checklist of different players. So,
but the different tiers,
the
different tiers are numbered. So, like, there's different tiers, but they're all included within the numbering of that set for that year. So you'll have your field level and you'll have your concourse and all that stuff like that. But they're just in different like. Your field level might be 1 through 50, and then 50 through 100 might be a concourse, and then 100 through 175 is like premier or whatever. But yeah, just question. You know, I have so many freaking cards. I'm trying to figure out what to do to get to be.
Hey man, that's what it's about. Get you. I mean, you're getting to the point where you're not too far from Dallas. You're gonna have to go to the Dallas card show.
Oh, I'm already looking at
doing. You're gonna have to go get you a table and do some cash transactions.
Oh yeah.
Avoid those fees and move them there. I think that's a great way to get rid of a bunch of base cards and base sets and commons.
For sure.
Excuse me. Yeah. So some great intel and insight that we've discussed on the stream tonight, Ryan. Rick, I do not remember you ripping that during the draft. The draft was a great time. I had a blast. I vaguely remember it. So you're going to have to send me a link to your U-pick for the Bowman. But shout out to Joey Collects for beefing up his store. I'm about to buy some cards from him. He's got a Deshaun Watson is my number one flag plant quarterback this year. Just published in a video earlier today, Ryan.
The what? Oh, I saw it earlier. I gotta skip to I said you had a video that came out earlier today. I didn't get a chance to watch it yet. He was one of the ones
corner on the bottom right.
I thought about targeting him whenever he was still under suspension to try to get some of his rookie cards going, but I don't know, man. Now it doesn't look like he's. I gotta see how this year goes. I hope that
you're a wait and see guy.
Well, I was gonna pull the trigger and start buying, getting a bunch of his stuff, but he got on the field quicker than I had a chance to get what I wanted to get. So, but now it looks like, I don't know, I might have dodged a bullet let's see how he does this coming year.
Oh yeah. He's going to do great this year, man. He's going to have a bounce back year, big year. The Cleveland Browns have one of the best rosters in the NFL and they've got an elite offensive line. They're definitely going to be more aggressive this year. They brought in 2 wide receivers. One, an elite talent in Elijah Moore. When you already add that to Amari Cooper and Donovan Peoples-Jones, 99th percentile burst. Plus, they draft second round Cedric Tillman. So, I mean, yeah, and you got Nick Chubb, who's like literally one of the only other running backs in the league that's at the efficiency levels of Derrick Henry. You know, and so it's like, or you know, even better, a lot better. And actually, Derrick Henry's kind of fallen off, but I digress. You know, so it's like, man, they're set up to smash this year, Ryan. Now is the time to get them before they don't go back to where they are now.
Before they start smashing. To tell you, you asked me earlier about, you know, some retail stuff, and just to give you all, anyone out there that does buy a retail product, it looks like some of the Walmarts have I don't know if it's a box they put together or not, but it's an optic box that comes with three packs in it, and it seems like the packs either have one or two of these cards that have stars in the background. And I don't know how they got it to set up like that. I don't think it's issued from Panini. I thought it was issued from the MJ Holdings or whatever. But It seemed like every box had one or two cards that had these like stars in the background like that, or some type of. I know it's a short print that has these like some kind of print on the backside of it at all. You know. You see what I'm saying? Like this, it's a prism card.
Oh, sorry. Huh? Yeah, it's too hard to see from.
But you see a star.
Those are really cool. Yeah, stars.
Yeah, it's just short print, and I don't know how they're doing it to where they have one or two cards in those boxes. They're $15 for a box that have these cards, these stars. I don't know. Usually, when they have the prints on it, it's usually a short print. But I haven't found anyone worth a hoot that has them on there yet. So if you're looking at those and they're at your retail store, you can kind of expect to get those out of there.
Eli Martin in the house. I like that little logo, Eli. The football with the flames behind it. He said, "Can you please look at my shop, Eli? Send me a direct message in Discord with the link to your store, and I will pull it up, sir."
Ramondre Stevenson for $9 a good buy.
Yeah. Is it rookie? I guess that's the most important question I need to ask here. If it's rookie, yes, that is a good buy. That's a very good buy. If it's not,
not for.
If it's not, I can't imagine this not being a rookie. Honestly, I'd be shocked if he said it was a veteran card.
So for next time, it looks like we're going to try to do some promotions.
Yes, we're going to experiment with promotions. We're going to have a lot more cards listed on our own stores to review as well.
I'll try to put enough up for it. Maybe there'll be some that won't sell. I'm selling too fast.
Yeah, so overall, I'm going to give Gaby's store a very high grade. I'm going to give your store a very high grade for – look at that. It's a nice little purple Shock Jordan Love optic-rated rookie there.
We just see you.
Oh, whoops. Good looking out there, Ryan. Yeah, it helps if you share back the screen, right?
Yeah. Yeah, Jordan Love, man. That's the cat's meow. Everyone's on the hype train with this guy.
Yep. Everybody. So, but I like the quality of photo highlights. I see a second photo here. So, yeah, I love Gaby's store. Guys, check it out in the description. It's got some pretty nice cards. Like a lot of – ooh, check out that Kaboom Larry Fitzgerald. That's a really cool card. Tim Tebow, he's got a variety of different stuff, past and present.
Yeah, see, I have Explosion Cooper Kupp. I need to get up. It's the same thing as the Kaboom. I guess the history's come out. Someone asked earlier what I would be selling some of the cards for. I can't remember what was in the chat, but just go to Rhinoverse. That's where that's the eBay store, and I'm gonna put these. I'll put them up this week for sure. Anything that was shown tonight, besides the Burrow. Cool. I'm thinking that I'm going to take the advice to kind of hold back a little bit on the Burrow.
Cool. Yeah, yeah, absolutely, man. Put those up for buy it now, but definitely, you know, add like an extra 15 to 20% to whatever you currently think you could get for it. And yeah, don't be pressured to sell those, man.
Bro, yeah, and then so you did I hear you were cold on Olave?
I'm not buying into him right now. No, because I am a wait and see on him specifically. I'd rather buy Drake London on the Falcons than Chris Olave.
Hear that, Derek?
I think Derek, he may agree, he may disagree, but I'm going to wait and see on the Saints, Derek Carr, Michael Thomas. I want to see what this offense looks like, but I know Olave's got great deep potential. He had really good separation numbers, so a singular athlete, he's really good, but his prices are close to that of Garrett Wilson. Like him and Garrett Wilson are in that range where there's too many 2018, 2019, 2020 wide receivers and Drake London that are just way cheaper. And so I can build twice the collection of those guys that I can Chris Olave or Garrett Wilson right now, but with the same upside, really. You know, it's just there's so much FOMO baked into him, and we don't know what the target share is now going to be like with Derek Carr and Michael Thomas healthy. And Rashid Wright, they have some interesting Rashid Shaheed. They have some interesting pass catchers, and it's so ambiguous right now. I think Chris Olave could be just like a three reception, 85 yard, one touchdown kind of guy many weeks this year and not have the big consistent performances that we really need to, or even just monster performances that we really need to see the spike. And I mean, he's a great long-term, but I'm more of a wait and see for him. I'd rather spend half the price on Drake London or my other flag plant guys that I mentioned on Monday.
Here's another cool auto.
Christian Kirk is one of them. Well, I mean, look at that, bro. You can get an Optic Black Velocity Prism out of 25. You know, on a team that I feel way better about going to the playoffs. And I know this guy's going to put up at least 1,000 yards with some monster spikings. And he's probably going to put up closer to 1,500 this year. I mean, it's pretty crazy think of something like that. So, like, that card, I mean, I get why he's got it priced. He's definitely got profit in it. But he'll have no problem selling that this year.
I'm fighting with myself to sell it to JJ here. I pulled this year. And this is...
Let me see what you got. Oh, baby.
Jefferson, it's of 49, I think. I'm sorry, it's a 15. It's 14 to 15. So I'm trying to I've been toying with whether or not I want to post it, though, because I just feel like his signature is kind of rare. Justin Jefferson.
Oh, yeah, he's got great penmanship, man. That's a cool card. Y'all, his autographs are worth a premium, dude. His autograph alone by itself right now is worth $60. I'm going to admit it. Like, photograph, napkin, you know?
This is a sticker auto.
My t-shirt, you know, signed like, you know, that's like $60 to $70 minimum.
Yeah, that's one of the ones I've been like toying. I went there and put everything up, but then I'm like, those are those harder to get ones. I had a tendency not to part with them so quickly.
Yep. Well, Ryan, it's been a great show tonight. We are just over the hour mark, and I want to respect your time and mine. And we're gonna go get listing, man. So
yeah. So between now
and next
time,
gonna
do some promotions for sure. Yeah, I love doing this show. I love being able to ask questions, and I'm really trying to ask questions that I think that folks in the chat might be that are kind of in the same boat, kind of. Still trying to figure things out. I'm trying to think of questions that y'all might be asking. But, you know, if y'all do have questions, like everyone's been doing, throw them up in the chat. It really helps out because I know that Andy's biggest thing is, like, trying to help people with, like, understanding how to do this all. And I know I've gained a lot of knowledge from the whole show itself.
Hey, that's it, brother. That's it, man. I want to share information and have fun, man. And you guys make it easy. You guys make it easy. Shout out all you guys. So I am going to end here, but appreciate you guys. Make sure you like, comment, subscribe.
And look me up, Messiah, any Rhinoverse on any platform. You can, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, whatever, you can message me and we can figure that out. If you're really looking to do that, whatever, just message me and, you know, we'll figure it out.
Yep. He is legit, because we didn't actually talk about this before now, but here is the car that I purchased from Rhino right there, baby. You guys saw me rip it live with Carter on the live stream yesterday. Here is the Gronk Laser Downtown. Beautiful card here. Great deal. I mean, shipped it like you shipped me your first child. And
I was hoping the package was on the wall. I kind of take pride in my packaging.
And I'm not even going to take it to the National, man. It's going to stay on the wall. So make sure it doesn't go anywhere.
Get tempted, like, well, I got this. Hey, it's your card. Do what you want with as you like.
Good stuff, guys. All right, we will see you next time.
Next time too, someone asked if they do a PSA. So maybe next time we talk about that.
100%. I'll start that question up, and we'll go back, and yeah, we'll definitely dig into that next time.
Thanks a lot.
Peace out, y'all. Catch me in the Discord. Peace.